This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 16, 2016. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that overtime in the Peabody Police and Fire Departments, as well as special education costs and an increase in trash pickup, are contributing to unusual spending challenges. And the city administration will likely be asking the city council to allow it to pull money from reserves to make up the difference. In a letter to the council from Finance Director Michael Gingras, dated December 2, he notes that the police and fire difficulties come from multiple officers and firefighters being out on long-term leave. Their shifts are being filled by their healthy peers, which results in overtime. Currently, this accounts for budget shortages between $600,000 and $700,000 for each department. The city has between $15 million and $17 million in reserve accounts, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt in Ariana McNeil's article in the Salem News. It represents about 10% of the city's operating budget, which is at $159.4 million for the 2017 fiscal year. The Route 107 zigzag in Salem remains in the state's plans. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Dustin Luca writes on today's front page of the Salem News. The state has wrapped up its exhaustive study of traffic along Highland Avenue, Route 107, and while officials hailed the completion of the study, an unpopular recommendation for a zigzag traffic pattern in the area is still included in the plan. The State Department of Transportation recently issued its final report at the end of a months-long study on traffic flow and non-vehicular safety on the state highway as it continues into Lynn. The plan drew some fire earlier this year for a recommendation to move traffic going to and from Marlboro and Swampscott Roads onto Traders Way and First Street instead. The move is aimed at getting cars off Highland Avenue for the roughly quarter of a mile they clog up the road while shifting lanes to turn onto Marlboro and Swampscott. The suggestion wasn't a hit with area residents who strongly criticized such a change. Public comments included in the study's draft report had two resounding messages. The addition of bike lanes on Route 107 is a plus, the zigzag isn't. But just because something is in a report doesn't mean it's guaranteed to happen. Michael Clark, a state transportation planner, says this. The study proposed a number of short and longer term recommendations, a number of difficult pieces to unbundle at this time. He adds, if the city isn't supportive of any specific idea, the state isn't interested in moving forward with it, Clark said, and we admit and report that the zigzag would require a bit of further study to determine what the impacts would be on First and Traders Way. And were that to go forward, there would be more opportunities for the public to weigh in. And there is more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you very much. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, it's going to cost more to build two new schools in the city of Lynn. The school building committee approved an amended construction plan on Thursday for a pair of schools that would serve students in the Pickering Middle School District and West Lynn at an estimated cost of $188.5 million, up from $183.2 million last summer, a nearly 3% increase. Under the proposal, a 652-student school would be built near Breeds Pond Reservoir off Parkland Avenue, and a second facility to serve 1,008 students would be constructed on McManus Field on Commercial Street. While the revised cost for the new Pickering fell to $85.8 million, down from $86.1 million, thanks to a more compact design, the Westland facility saw its budget rise by nearly 6% to $102.7 million, up from $97.1 million. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times that most homeowners in Manchester-by-the-Sea can expect another tax hike, as the State Department of Revenue has approved the new tax rate for fiscal 2017. While the new rate is down 7 cents from the past year, which sounds promising, the average value of residential property rose 5%, according to Ginny Thompson, the town's principal assessor, and town spending likewise increased. This year's tax rate is $11 per $1,000 of assessed value, down from $11.07. Thompson is quoted as saying, "Because we went up, our tax rate went down." The median assessment for a single-family home in Manchester-by-the-Sea is $719,000. That's $38,900 more than last year. That gives a median tax bill then of $7,909, an increase of $308.29. The average value of a Manchester-by-the-Sea residential property, meanwhile, went up $44,200 from $971,900 to $1,016,100, which translates to a tax bill of around $11,177. For the average property owner, that's an increase of $418.17 over last year's bill in the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.